Put your hands together for Bishop Patrick. Oh, clap, 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 clap. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to thank God for his life, and we have to honor God for Bishop Patrick's life, for this conference he has put together. Some of you, this is really, really a great deliverance, and it's a great support, and it will be a launching pad for you as you take what he is intending to give you very serious. And like he said, church growth, it is possible. Yeah, it's difficult, but it's possible. Yeah, for easy, I don't think it's easy. Yeah, it has never been easy, but it is possible to attain and achieve what God wants you to do. So once again, let's honor Bishop Patrick Bruce. Thank you for inviting me. It's also a privilege. He's a father to me. He's a friend, and he would say it's a brother, but no. He's really, Bishop Patrick is one of the fathers we have in this, our family, and the UD and all the churches. They are forerunners, and they have helped Bishop Dad till today. And I think it's an honorable thing. And we want to thank God for your life. You and your lovely wife, you have done a lot for the kingdom. And so he's a blessing to us, and we thank God for his life. And we want to thank God for Bishop Dagewa Mills. Hallelujah. Like Bishop Patrick rightfully said, if you hear Bishop is in anywhere where you can locate him, it's worth, you know, going to listen to him, because his words will change your life. His words will transform your life, and his words can give you what, I don't know how many men, I will not stop what I'm doing to do this, other than meeting Bishop Dad. And I think he carries something that is not normal for a human being to do. Bishop is very pure and very honest. You see, his background of being a Swiss and being an African is giving him an advantage over so many, many people. That's, in fact, that is his unique calling. Why? Because by the grace of God, because of Bishop, I lived in Switzerland. I lived in Switzerland for about 12 years. So, because I've lived in Switzerland before, I hate people who lie. Yeah, the thing I can't stand, why is the thing black? Why are you telling me it's white? I can't even envisage it. Yeah, in my life, I don't see why you don't have a car, but you are telling us you have a car. Well, it doesn't even make sense to me. You see, but why? It is because I've lived in Switzerland. Switzerland, if let's say you wee-wee outside and then they take you to court, it may give you a sentence of maybe about 6 months. But if you lie, they can give you about 14 years sentence. No, they don't joke with you said this. They will hold you by your word. So because I've lived there, I have cultivated that habit, and I realized that throughout Bishop speaking is what his mother taught them. You see, so Bishop is very, very true to his word. And I think that is the advantage that God has given him, that has given him what he has. So he is not an ordinary person per se. Yeah, he's not so, Bishop is not somebody that you have this. So he's so much, because you have this, he wants to compete with you. No. He's set on what he's doing, and you can't change his mind. And that's how Swiss people are. He really, really, Swiss people build. You can be in an area, you will come back to the area after 3 months. The whole area is changed. They can break down a building in 1 week and then rebuild again in 1 month. Look, they build. Oh, they build. I mean, when they are building like streets, you will see, sometimes we travel in the night. I lived in Germany and I pastored the church in Switzerland. And when you are traveling in the night, you see lights on long stretch of roads. The road, there's nothing wrong with it all. But they have a lifespan they give the road. So they will say that this road, in 5 years, yeah, they need to renovate it again. So in 5 years, no matter what has happened to the road, they'll come and grit it all. Look, collect all the asphalt and go and throw it away, the granite, everything, and then come again and resurface the road again. That's what Bishop Patrick was saying, that sometimes you look at it and then you see your environment, being in the toilet, and then, you know, yeah, you come out, you feel you are normal. Until somebody else goes in there, then you say, what has happened here? So you can be in an environment like this, and then your whole world will be like this, and you will think this is how it is. No, there's an ultimate. Yeah, there's a higher plan of God for your life. Let's honor God for Bishop Dad. Bishop Dad, he was there. We thank God for his life. So, Father, we thank you for yet another wonderful opportunity to be in your presence. The privilege of serving you. Nothing can be compared to this honor and privilege of being in your house and serving you. You have made it possible for us to gather. You give us life. You give us the vision to do your will. Thank you for bringing us together. Holy Spirit, we call on you this morning. We thank you for what you are doing, this great conference you are doing in this part of the world, in Kumasi. Thank you for growth. Thank you for enlargement. Thank you for promotion. And thank you for advancement. We honor you, Holy Spirit. Be with us throughout the day, in Jesus' name. Amen. So you may take your seat. Forgive me, I've become a bit slower because of traveling. I sit a lot and it gives me back pain a bit. So if you see me and then I'm crawling a bit, it's not like, you know, I'm a very young man, very active, but it's just that, yeah, because of my back. I sit a lot. I sit in a chair 12 hours and pray. No movement. So when I get up, sometimes it affects me again. And then traveling, long distances, I'm always in the air. So, but it's the grace of God. So it's a blessing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a blessing. And we thank God for giving us the privilege to do his will. And I will say that try very hard and serve God in spirit and in truth. Do everything to serve God in spirit and in truth, and you will see the blessing of the Lord. And don't let anything change your mind about the plan of God for your life. The plan of God for your life is higher than anything else you could have done in your life. You know, because, you know, he's a pharmacist, I'm a financial economist. It's nothing. Because man trains us to do these things. But when God takes you on and God is using you, there's no limit to what God can do with your life. I mean, we talk about Bishop Dad. He's a doctor. He would have been in the hospital doing operations, yeah, doing surgeries. But you see, once he gave himself to what God wants him to do, he meets presidents now. If he invites President Mahama, he shows up at a Good Friday service. A doctor who sat in class to learn how to sew human beings and look after them share medicine. He's the one standing in Blaster's Court. He's going to stand there in about 2 weeks. And the whole place will be packed with human beings that politicians can't gather. So the mystery is, when you do what God wants you to do, He does things with your life that nobody else can do. But in serving God, we have to serve Him properly. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, your amen is gone into. So are you okay? So we just talk, isn't it? Me, I can talk till tomorrow morning. If Bishop Patrick gives me the chance. As I'm standing here, I say, my back, look, I can talk. You want to sleep. Oh, yes. And about almost everything. Like Bishop Patrick said, because I have gotten the chance to travel, so my education is in traveling. Yeah, my broadness is in traveling. I've been everywhere by the grace of God. Yeah, by the grace. Like when he said we were in Ghana about 2 weeks ago. I think I was with Bishop Richard in Poland. We were in Poland. It was a Thursday, no, Friday. Bishop Richard preached in the conference Friday, Saturday. Then he had to leave because he had to quickly come to Ghana. So he left on the Saturday. Then he told me to stay and then preach. So I preached in the Polish church on the Sunday. So immediately Sunday, when I finished preaching, the man made his daughter drive us very fast to the airport, caught my flight around 3 to Frankfurt, then changed from Frankfurt to Madrid. By 8, I was home. 8 o'clock, I go home. My wife helped me put this in the bag. Then Monday, by 9 in the morning, I was on a flight to Rome, from Rome to Accra. Then we go for the thing we went to on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm back to Madrid again. Then where did I go last week? I think I tried to stay home because my back was paining. And then I've come again. Yeah, and then so it's like that. But the education is in, you go to Poland, you see a kind of people, you see different churches. Then we go to Bulgaria, we see different kind of churches. Then you go to Switzerland, you go to Belgium, you see different kind of churches. Then you go to America, you see different kind of. I was telling Bishop Patrick in December, I was in Chile. I even forget the countries. From Paris, I flew on Air France from Paris to Chile, 16 hours. Yeah, flying over water. Then you fly over Brazil, then you go down to South America. And then from Chile, I came to Peru. And then you learn different things. Eh? Peru is the place where I got to. They told me that. They said, why do you have 2 iPads? They wanted to seize one of them. They say it's a rule of the country. You can't bring 2 iPads into the country. I say, sure. I say, now, unim ni bona ubejin is ano. Hey, it wasn't easy for me and them. Till the guy asked me, how long are you here for? I said, oh, I'm here for just 3 or 4 days for church. Then he told me, okay, it's okay. So you learn as you go along. But one thing I will say is, in all this, remain faithful to God. That's what brings about into question this loyalty. You see, loyalty is a pivot around church growth. You know, even pastors, sometimes the people can see we are not loyal to them. Yes. Okay. Yes. We should have a tree interpreter, isn't it? Who will do it for us later? He's not here yet. Yeah. Well, sir. Sometimes, Obiba, sorry, especially, sir, sorry, no, and so on. Nipakroni fi se, ah, ya papa we, ya pa sorry no na, ya pa sorry ya, na so so wa ye busy, wa kosho office. Inti, okay, ye kofi, na unshishe obiao. Na kwa chaya, Saturday night, nwa kai se, ah, Sunday ye kwa sorry. Inti, nwa fi obi, oh, echa me hun, obeba, oh, se, nipakrono, if he has a little bit of his mind working out, or say, Papa, just say, what's sorry now? I'll pass me back. Whoa, ain't he? The people can also sense that you are not loyal to them. You see, we are loyal, and then you pay bishop as same because we can see, say, he's there for us. Say, he, Bishop, Okase, move from here. Go here. He will make sure you are not stranded. He will never leave you on your own. Onja will say, oh, iti uko, you know, okay, yes, ko ya so, you know, ko. Ye ni obeti mi aye? No. His mind. And I know the other day, somebody was telling me, say, oh, this person is in the church. We don't know what has happened to him. I told them, be patient. And I'm saying, Bishop, one day he will come back to you. Because on your bia, he leaves everybody just on their own. Now, look, loyalty, commitment, dedication. You need it. Pastors. Now, you are pastors, Anna. Are we all pastors? Or some are not? Who is my pastor? Sorry. What's it? Elders. Oh, now say elder, they're all your pastor. Ah, now elder, they're all two now, yeah, let's just say. Wait him. Pastor need a description. Elder, who your pastor? What? Yes. Inti, we let this, that's why me bumpire say, you will stick around Bishop Patrick so that you can catch what he has. Uche adia ewo nabra bomoa. You will see your church will change. Your church will change. Yeah. I'll say, blessed is a man that walketh not. Yeah. Yeah. There are certain people who do hubo more. Your life goes this way or that way. You sit in the seat of the scornful. Umo say, oh, omo ke kanyo de ebi omo ka pastors one same keke. Now we say pastor we why there? Now we why there? Now lady reverend who no? Now no we kusu ne nim. Now we enwa there is nothing else. Obiso wa o shiana. Hey, nyamia yesum ni wabua yeyo. Obeka se, hey, ye nde radiase. Ye. Ucha se, ye mumpa ye nde radiase. Se, bibiki tuwebi odiyama ye. It's enough. You see, you meet a grateful person, slowly you learn how to be grateful. And then you see that with time, your life starts changing. Inti, look. I want to say you've met an embodiment of somebody who is loyal. I pray, sir, but I'm sure you have networks with them all. Yes, so that it can help because it's one of the things the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, especially if you are not part of this, maybe this church, and then you have come. What the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you is connect with him. And it will change what you are doing, wherever you are. Loyalty is needed. It's good to clap if you want to clap. Why not? And like he's saying, you know, it's not like we don't have anything to share. We have something to offer. That one there, by the grace of God. Yeah. I started a church in Milton Keynes. When? 2000 something. then moved from Milton Keynes, then from Milton Keynes lived in Switzerland, then lived in Germany, and then now I live in Spain. And I used to look after all the churches, Germany, Italy. Now I say, "Kaya namuref, and kind you." But it's a blessing. Yeah. And it's not, like I said, it is not easy, but it can be done. Yes. It can be done. And God can give you a big church. Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, you deserve to have a big church. But it's how you learn, you conduct yourself. Maybe another time, maybe another session, we will talk about, if we get the time, yeah, we talk about the skills. Some pastors are not skillful. What do I say? When you are not a skillful pastor, you will not be able to gather the people. And it's a skill. You need a skill. No. You need a skill. You see, every profession, every job you go into, no be beer and coffee here, they have a skill. Basket. Kente. It's a skill. What did you say? Ubeti ya koja on say, ah. You need a skill. And to be able to gather people around you, you need leadership skills. Yeah. You need shepherdorial skills. Yes. Chese yari ni kra enyeshi bio. And a doctor be so wa una only time. Osho or say okay, then how re. Okay, ocho bibi ma na. Or say okay, fini office corner next one imra. If you yeah, say ah, na min ko obio. Well, it's a skill. Oh. It's skills. How to handle people. How to talk to people. Anyway, that one is, by the way. Let's share something on loyalty. What do you think? It's what you need. Yeah. When you are loyal to the people will be loyal to you. If you are loyal to God, God will be loyal to you. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and God will draw nigh unto you. Well, draw nigh means that what? Come close. If you come close, I'll come close. So where you are standing is where God is also standing looking at you. When you hide behind the building, God also hides behind the building. What you don't want God to see, God will also have something he doesn't want you to see. If you come to the open, he will also come into the open. When God finds you that you are loyal and faithful to him, he also becomes loyal and faithful to you. The thing, you know, sometimes we want to blame people, blame others, blame this, but it depends on you too. Are you there or you are going home? Why loyalty? Yeah. Do we have the loyalty pack? The new one? No? You don't. Do you have why loyalty? You don't. No problem. Can you show it on the screen? Right, bring me whatever loyalty books you have. Please. I'm sharing from this book. Eh? Why loyalty? Why? There's a new series that Bishop has produced, a loyalty pack. Yeah. They will change your life. They will change your church. And it will give you a big church if you believe. I can give you to choose, then I preach from the one that you want me to. Maybe next time I'll give you, in the next session, I'll give you the one to choose, and then I'll preach from it. Yeah. You choose a book for me, then I'll preach. Yeah. But now, what, the new ones, the pack, the new pack, it's a nice little pack. Everybody must look for it and get. And the books online, they are free. Bishop's books are free. They are free. So if you go online, you can download them. Yeah. These books, Bishop Patrick, why don't, maybe when next time I see Prophet, I'll ask him, are they in tree? Oh, but we should do them. You try there? Yeah. We should do them. A very nice, me boy. A fat loyalty near preaching in tree. It'll be very powerful. Because the tree language is powerful, isn't it? It is. Why loyalty? Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Yes. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Do you have NIV? You think so? Okay. If you think so. I'll say, we also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. You see, if you ask, what is the secret to this church? What is the secret to Bishop Patrick's life? Somebody who arrives from Norway, okay, and then move from Norway. Do you know Norway? Very beautiful country. Yeah. Bishop took us there maybe 4 years ago. We went to Tromso to have a camp. Very beautiful country. So one, I think I flew from Finland into Oslo, then from Oslo to Tromso. Very beautiful country. That's where he came from. And then he lands in Accra, then straight to Tamale. Then to Tamale, he and his wife and his children, they, like he said, they started the church. Built a huge church in Tamale and beyond. Where? Bolgatanga, wherever. Yeah, Boku, all these areas, churches. Then from there, he descends into Kumasi. Yes, and then comes to build the Bantama church, stabilize all the churches in Kumasi, churches, pastors. Then after, he leaves it. Then now here he is. You see, it's a good place to clap. Now, Usanyaudia. You see, there must be something that has kept him on this track throughout the changing scenes of life. And you know the core is loyalty. He's a faithful man. That's why God has blessed him. Well, because it's not automatic, you are a bishop, your wife is a bishop, your two children are a bishop, your other son is a pastor. It is not automatic. Now, who ni who uncle ni banu who say one num sasa ana watrofi It's not automatic. It's a blessing of God. You see, because of how he has led his life and the things he has done, and I'm telling you that the core value is loyalty. It's faithfulness. It's being constant. He's a dependable person. Are you okay? And that's what he says. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. That's why I'm confident in preaching it. His life alone tells me that it's a very, very reliable message. You may argue, but he alone is a case study. I'm not moving from him to talk about anybody else. He alone, he is the one who has organized the conference, giving us his church, air conditioned. I mean, look, a bush. Over 6 months, they turn it into this place, into this complex. Ah, come on. So it's a reliable message. The loyalty message. That's what the scripture is saying. It said, we also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. And you would do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place. As to a light that started from Norway, a light that landed in Tamale, a light that moved to Kumasi, and a light that keeps shining till today. Meanwhile, because you will go to another place. The guy started, he rose to have 500 people. Then somebody took half of the people. Yeah. It made him better. And now he doesn't trust nobody. And he's weakened his calling. Because the devil's aim is that you will never trust God. Have faith in God. And attain. Yeah, the maximum potential God wants you to have. It's the devil's aim. For the ministry there, he knows that maybe he may not be able to get you out. But you weaken your faith. That you can't trust God. Yeah, by using people, human beings. Yeah, to always disintegrate, disappoint you. That's why you should never joke with this message on loyalty. Hey, don't joke with it. If there is anything I want you to grab, I will tell you any day, never, these books, I don't want to touch them, because if I, it will send me to another. These books, never joke with them. And that's why I'm telling you that. it's almost, you know, sometimes, people think somebody like me, my mind is warped with loyalty, but it's true. I can't deny it. Mean to me, can't go any other way. And so you ask me, say, but why? Because I think it has truly given us a mega church. Yeah. All over the world. All over. Me see, me catch you say, oh, me too, kwaina, me faha, na me koa, na me koa, eya sorry nkwa. Yes, eya sorry nkwa. Minye bibia outside Asori. No, I don't have a life outside church. As I'm standing here, there's nothing I do apart from church. Iti ubi sam say, oh, Mahama si deni enfamu. Yeah. Minye nyamina na enfamu. Meti ebina, ebenye biaka. Ebia yetransi ni didia, ebenye biaka na. Yeah, enfamu. Yeah. My government is God. My leader is God. My president is God. Yeah. I work with angels. I work with the Holy Spirit. That's all I do. Yeah. Me die, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. You were sorry, sir, till Sunday. Next is a Monday. Me sorry. Yeah. And even at this time of my life, I pray every day, including this morning, that God should give me more things to do for him. I'm praying to God. Make us a bishop all the time. I want to preach every day of my life till I die. Every day. I want to preach every day. And say, Bishop Patrick, thank you for bringing me. I'll preach every day. Hey, when you see me, when I wake up in the morning, my wife will say, Rabbi. Ash. When I get out of bed, that's it. I start shouting, hey, blah, 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 blah. That's it. The body is for God. Yeah, God gave it to us. When he's finished with us, they will throw the body away, then the spirit will go back. I love God. That's why I fight for his kingdom. I fight for pastors to have churches. I fight orangus, people who spoil churches. I don't like them. Once I know you have the tendency to spoil a church, I hate you. And I will fight you till you get out of the church. Yeah. You don't like your pastor. I'm giving you his profile. Just about the church. Yeah. A pharmacist who threw his pharmacy. A pharmacy is next to a doctor. When the person is not a doctor, he's a pharmacist. They leave what they are doing. Yes. Yeah. I knew it because my daughter is studying pharmacy and she was going to do medicine. Then later she said that no, England, doctors don't have money. Pharmacists have money. So she said that she wants to be a pharmacist. I said, okay. Yeah. But you see, and he left everything. Okay. And he has come into the meeting. What should we sit here for? Anybody to spoil it? Hey, or Freminas or Castle, what you sorry them, I say. Na chese o cheche o na wasu mwa no o meka chese o de meba meba na meba me on say won say he's gentle, he's nice. Me when I come I will actually you it will not be easy for you. Yeah. We don't spoil God's work like that. So I'm passionate about God's work. Establish the church must go on when we are not here. It cannot be that when we die, then the church also dies. The church must go on till Jesus comes. After all, how long are we here for? 100 years, you are out. Yeah, and the church must live on thousands of years till Jesus comes. Heaven, there, we are all going to heaven. But there are more people to be born after us. If Jesus tarries, who should also come and experience his grace? And we cannot just leave it for people to just spoil it. And pastors, that's what I'm saying. Join yourself to him. You have people around you. Your man who is standing behind you. He's not correct. And you know he's not correct. But you don't know what to do with him. These books will teach you what to do with him. Hey! It is. It's a conference. Are you okay? I've not started preaching, though. I'm just reading scripture and then, like I said, yeah. Are you with me? Because like Bishop Patrick said, there's so much. Once I read the scripture, I can stay with the scripture till tomorrow morning. Yeah. He said, until the day dawns and the morning star arise. Look, there are people. The other day, I was with Bishop Eddie. And then Bishop Eddie was telling me, you see, there's some man of God. Anyway, it's okay. Because you see, there are people who make it look like we and this, our loyalty things, we are like this. Now, the way they do their thing, but the man of God, that man of God, he's following us. He likes to know everything we do. But you see, when he meets others and then in public and then he's talking, he makes it seem like, oh, these people, they are like this. But he follows what we do. You see, there are a lot of people who admire what we do. The churches we have. How we are loyal to Bishop Dad. How we stayed with him. A lot of people admire it. But in the open, they make it look like it doesn't mean nothing. But that's what the scripture is trying to make us understand. That it is a reliable thing that has happened to us. And I pray everybody here will embrace it. Seeing what the Lord has done. That we are here and then we have a church in Papua New Guinea. Yes. It's the pastor and his wife. They are the only two Ghanaians in the church. With thousands of people, they are all Papua New Guineans. Yeah, no, he was my usher, Bishop John Buffer. Yeah, he was in Milton Keynes with me. He was the usher who, you know, come this, and one day we went for a campaign. Bishop just plugged them out, and then they came to Ghana, one or two trainings, and then they were on their way to Port Moresby. And now we have a big church with Bill. How does the man sit in Accra, but he has a church in Papua New Guinea? With children, Papua New Guineans, Fiji, Solomon Islands. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. And you will do well to pay attention to it. As to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Look, America, we are everywhere. Are you hearing me? I'm trying to introduce, I'm whetting your appetite for the message on loyalty. Back to Sunday. America, we're everywhere. I have preached by the grace of God. Look, my cousin in America, he said to me that he has lived in Virginia for like 20 years. He doesn't go anywhere because as I go to America, he asked me, where are you? I said, I'm in San Francisco. Then he asked me the next time, where are you? Then I said, I'm in New Jersey. Then he asked me the next time, where are you? I said, I'm in Dallas. Churches, oh. No, we have churches everywhere. And traveling from, when I say traveling from Baltimore, okay, to San Francisco, is 6 hours. On a flight within America, we have churches all over. Orlando, I'm preaching our church in Orlando. We have churches in Miami. I preach in our church in Minneapolis. We have churches all over. Yeah, Minneapolis. I even told the guy, take me to where they killed George Floyd. He took me there. We have churches all over. All over. Dallas, Houston, where? And then you come to, look, we travel from New England. That's Boston. Yeah, we drove through from Boston into why do I forget these places? We drove from Boston, then we came into Worcester, then from Worcester we drove down to Connecticut, then from Connecticut you enter into New Jersey, then from New Jersey you turn around into Pennsylvania, then Delaware. We have churches all over. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. 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 Now, because push a corner war your friend say Swami baby, push a corner baby. In a orangus abashiwa asori no maka in 20. And you're always tired. You don't know what to do. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable. You travel France, the UK, the church is huge. Our church in England, United Kingdom, look, on demand, Bishop Richard can, 10,000, they will gather. 10,000 people, they will gather. Yeah. UK, we gather in thousands. Yeah. And slowly, even a place like Spain, We are gathering momentum. You have to come soon. Yeah. We'll go and watch football. We'll go to Barcelona, watch Real Madrid. Then we come to we'll go to Barcelona, we'll watch Barca, then we come to Real Madrid. Yeah, slowly. So it's all because of this same message, loyalty. Loyalty. So it is a reliable message that works. Pastors, are you with me? Maybe you are even in the church. You have a basenta. Don't joke with it. Yeah. You can have branches, but now you are afraid. Because your people, you don't. And look, if you don't have this kind of messages under your sleeves, and you go and start branches, they will kill you. No, they will kill you. Yeah, they will kill you. Your heart will rupture one day. Yeah, because any pano bonsanti mi beche bi mu no any pani bi trimo di oh who say or how by infano. Yeah, or no nim so titi by infano. Inti when that person who he knows that you have this loyalty message under your sleeve, you will see, obey Ghani and I say he will cool down. Yeah. Hey, what was that? Like Bishop Patrick Okache, you know. Hey, pastor, maybe Pastor Bibeka said me call the but I saw any there won't mean Fanko. No, you can't carry the church. No. We are immunized against this nonsense. Yeah. This nonsense must stop. Matilda, I'm telling you, who will you billboard so that this nonsense must stop? Also for now, watch all this nonsense must stop. What bread? In confession, no more harness. Hey, but I pray we will catch this loyalty message. I pray we will embrace this loyalty message and run with it. Bishop Patrick, we have to tell Bishop, we need to really turn this loyalty message into a movement. A great movement for the whole world. Hey, it's the thing Satan is fighting. Once I realize, once I'm going somewhere to preach on loyalty, every time I will get some impediment in my way. Sometimes almost like untiminko. Yes, the devil is a liar. Thank you. The devil is a liar. No, and then I'm a chiyamiya. No, baby, na immigration officers. Oh, my chill. Hey, Senegal. Hey, according to me, Timinko. But say, ah, now Senegal, so they're there. I'm saying, I'm better than what? I'm telling him, I'm saying, we are separate. But oh, yeah, okay, can so my uncle. And I didn't so some person because I'm because preaching tea. Into my head, na mi jao no. Okikekika. Em se no mu peska. Ba mama ni fi. Na bakubi ba na. Oh yeah, I say o me se mi yourself me bon pa omo mo. Ya me be shro. Yeah. Na o ti ase no say okay. Menko. O ti ase but you can see say the devil doesn't want people to get the message. Because it fights him directly. Inti, get the books. If you can't read it, find a way to look for something because it is a great message. It's a reliable message. And I'm showing you the light it has brought into our darkness, in our world. Yeah. Where I don't want to go far. The case study is him being here with his children. They are blessed and they serve God. What I say, but it is because the man has remained reliable, constant, and faithful. Bishop Saki is still around. Bishop Eddie is still around. Yeah. Bishop Patrick is still around. Bishop Intefo is still around. Yeah. Bishop Richard I is still around. Apostle Joel from America is still around. Yeah. The normal people, as normal as ever, still surrounding our daddy and still listening to him and still flowing with what he's doing. Because he taught us something. Yeah. That was a new wave and a new move of God. God was bringing, and many did not understand it. They say, loyalty. But we are reading from Bible. I'm going to show you now. Scriptures. From the Bible. That shows. Yeah. Why you must embrace this message. On loyalty. That's why the book. It's a book. A little book. It is called Why Loyalty. You can show it to us. Again. Yeah. This one. It's in one of the loyalty packs. Why loyalty. Why you need it. Why it can give you a mega church. Yeah. Why you must read it and understand it. And use it to pastor your church. Hallelujah. And in case, look, you are new, then this is what we have. You are not new, are you? Are you new? No. But you have to be loyal. You get it? Yes, you have to be loyal. It's not like, oh, but, oh, but, say, no, but, now, next year, you buy, and say, oh, well, I'm still, what teaching? Yeah. What teaching, or coin, or say, me, buefu. Because I'm not me born, Bishop Patrick, say, Minjai, me. But it's a privilege. Don't you think it's a privilege? It's a privilege that he invited me. Bishop Patrick can have so many people to do this conference with. He doesn't need me here. I mean, general, Bishop Sam, Bishop Intefu, they are all there. Yeah. He can call anybody, Bishop Kakra, he can call anybody to come and do it. But I said, it is for him to tell me, sir, I should come and then do it with him. It's a privilege for me. I don't think it's, I come from Spain. Who is Spain today? You know what you are. Yeah. We are saying sometimes, you learn to be humble, then God will exalt you. It's a privilege for me, and I'll keep on saying to him, thank you, Bishop Patrick, thank you once again for bringing me. Thank you for giving me this honor and this privilege. And so I pray that you will imbibe this message, and this message will warm your heart, and you will also go and pass it on to your people, so that together we will have more loyal people to do God's work. I say them number one person who is loyal and faithful to us is our dear Lord Jesus Christ. He never changed his mind. He never changed his mind. So you too, never change your mind. There'll be things to tempt you to change your mind. Yeah. There are many things. You can even be here now. You say, you are going to be loyal. Yes, you can become loyal to God, and God will bless you and give you a lot of money, and you will change. Oh, yes, you can change. Hey, you can change. Yeah. You know, God blesses you. You can change. You can imagine these kind of mega churches sometimes that we see around. I mean, when you enter, where were we? Houston, Lakewood. When you enter a church like Lakewood, what? You will say that, hey, now is it Nyamino, the same God we serve? Jesus, who sorry? In so far, Obi Amasori, now in Namasori, now Ukumu. The way the churches are, the car park. Look, one time, we were having a camp in Dallas. Then Apostle Joel told Bishop Joel told the pastor that when we finish, he should take me to Bishop TDJ's church because our service was later in the afternoon. In the morning, he said he should take me to Bishop TDJ's church, and he took me to, look, when you get there, no, the police sirens, yeah, directing the traffic. We were in the traffic for about 20 minutes. And Mr. Pastor and said, what's this traffic for? Or see, they are all going to church. Now, when you get to the car park attendants, you park here, they are sweating, busy. Then you see a long stretch of human beings. Now, when you enter the auditorium, my God, no. You will know that you've come to church. Hey! I looked and I said, wow. God is real. God is real. You look and then you say, hey, is that how people do church? No, awesome. The choir, they sang. Then he appears from somewhere beyond that. Yeah, or ban a microphone, almost already, not born in some, not clap. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's good to see you. Or they are coming to take offering. Now, when they are taking the offering, the amount of people who go forward. She said, "Now me some say, hey, inti one of the beka is cow. Whoa, like that. God can give you such a church. He can. But may it not change you. Because it can also change you. That may be the reason why God may not give it to you. That's what I'm saying. That the loyalty is very important. The faithfulness, the God finding you reliable, is very important. Yeah. The problem is not whether he can give you or he won't give you. But the problem is, if he gives it to you, would he see you again? Will you come back and say thank you? Would you profess his name as the great I am? Is God who has done everything? The personal gratification, the people wanting the personal glory, is even the reason why, if the church is not working, no, then you want to look for another way forward, isn't it? Yeah. Or see, well, what else can we do? That's why people look for all sorts of things to make the thing grow, so that they will also feel like I'm doing something. It's a personal gratification. You want everybody to also feel like you too, you can do something. But sometimes God wants you to stay there for a while and depend on him. You have to pray to know him. You have to pray for him to anoint you. And I say, oh, Nyankupon, check too much. Yeah, she said, cry, Nyankupon, cry, Nyoma Mukike, it's not real. And you know, you can be there, see, oh, Wadam Fone Kacho, so, Obiafa Bebinti, Unim Bebianko Fafi Fanti, Ude, Udibio Mwechisa, Omu Ye Bibi Keke. No. People are really genuine. And one of the genuine people you will meet in your life is Bishop Patrick Bruce. I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. People, Bishop Doug is a genuine man of God. And I'm trying to let you understand that if you follow through with it, it works. Sometimes Africans, we don't want to pay no price. Yeah, we just want things. We just want everything to fall in our... No, it works. This young man, if this young man would be loyal, faithful to playing this keyboard and dedicate himself to it, from this thing that he's playing, it can lift him to a level he can't imagine. But he must be prepared, maybe to pay a price, maybe 12 hours of everyday playing. Yes, for the next 5 years. But that's a price we don't want to pay. They just all bear now, it's now you must work. Make sure Papa if you know way. No work on inam tamale. No abeni nam kumasi anu ababe pia. It would ushiana na adio wanu unso perso unyebi. It doesn't come like that. It does not work like that. It doesn't work like that. And all these things, you need to understand them so that it doesn't take you off. Your loyalty, your commitment, your faithfulness, and your being a reliable person God can use and bless. Are you okay? Huh? You are sure? Chapter 1, loyalty is a... Hey, Bishop Patrick, what time do we... Hey, Mujamia, I come back to you. Lunch time is what time? Around 1. Oh, okay. Thank you. Look, Uber Bossa for... Look, you Terry McCammon, they don't do anything. No. This is all they do. Yeah. Look, some of the guys say they are so skillful. Me, I never knew that the black notes, no, alone, it can be played into music. But experts, yeah. The guy was playing only with the black notes. Yes, he was saying that that's how black people got some of their songs in America. Only the black notes. I was shocked. I said, hey, people know what they are doing now. As of we must know what we are doing. Anyway. Loyalty. Chapter 1 says, loyalty is a prophetic teaching. Okay? Number 1, loyalty is a prophetic teaching. That's what I need you to understand. That the teachings on loyalty and disloyalty is prophetic. Yeah. It's prophetic. It's something that works. It's something that if you stick your life on, I bet you will succeed in ministry. Yeah. It's something that if you train the people around you to be loyal, okay, to you and to God, you will see the grace of God in a way you can never imagine. Yeah. I say there is nothing by the grace of God I do outside church. Everything is within the church. Yeah. Thank God for the mega church. Everything is within. Everything is within. And you know, we propagated this law. Hey, Tama, we do Switzerland. It was a rough place. Orangus. But we stabilized the place. And now it's a beautiful, it's made me see the beauty of loyalty. And now, look, I have people, so many people in Swiss today. If I call and then I say, one of the brothers is a pharmacist and then he almost owns his own pharmaceutical district. Okay, now he's gone back to work for one of the pharmaceutical companies, but I don't buy medicine. No. Any medicine I want on the earth, you will find it for me. Yeah. He's a pastor. Yeah. Cocaine crammy pebby obey biaman. Yeah. He can find every, you see, your future, the blessing of God for your life is in the fact that you will be loyal and train others around you to become loyal to the vision and to God. That's why I'm saying it's a prophetic message. It's not just, you don't need income share anymore. Now what you need is loyalty. You need a message of faithfulness. That's what I'm saying. We will all learn to become constant, dependable, faithful people. Okay, and then raise leaders who will be faithful to the vision God has given you and to God. And only income share. Now, what we are saying, time you've been cut and you don't cast on who body and a body be doom and your china, body and you can fast in a banana. Then you gather 50 people. No big on them. After a while, no, the thing doesn't make sense to them anymore. Yeah. Then somebody will rise up. Into your friends, then you will talk to this one. We won't say later. It's not the income share you need, though. The income share today is that people have to become dependable and reliable to the vision and to what God has called you to do. Loyalty is a prophetic message. Me, I'm blessed by what I'm saying. I'm blessed. Yeah. When I look back to what God has given us in Switzerland, I'm blessed. Hey, now Switzerland, yeah, sorry, no, Adania Brofa, sorry. Oh, yes. Young people, plenty. Recently, last November, Bishop had a camp in Swiss. We were there. But when we entered the hall, 1,000 young people. Yeah, white, white, Swiss, white. The church has turned into a white church. Just say, now, no. The pastors have to become white. And then that's it. Yeah, yeah. Then later when we go there, it's got nothing to do with us anymore. It's a white man's church. And the children, we instilled it. We pump the loyalty into them. Hey, if you do, they will fight you. If you are an Orangu, you know who are an Orangu? Orangu is a pet name for disloyal people. That's what we call orangutans. When you are disloyal, that's what we call it. Orangu is what? Oyadeyimiwa. And it's a chimpanzee. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And the young people who have imbibed the message of loyalty say that if an orangu arises, they will cool you down. Yeah. So it's a prophetic message that you need now. As antiphony prophecies. Now I'm giving you also a prophetic message, which is loyalty, disloyalty. At least he is happy that I'm giving them. Yeah. Yeah, because Ude, she said, no, now, it's beautiful. It's beautiful that God can give you something you see supernaturally. It's an awesome thing. And we all admire it. And I think sometimes I walk in it by the grace of God. But it doesn't stabilize the church. It doesn't stabilize. It can gather people for you. You see that at some point, people become so familiar with what you are doing, they don't even receive anymore. Yeah. Because if we go into those who pretend, we can stay with familiarity the whole day. Maybe another day we'll talk about it. We have some few days, isn't it? Familiarity is the killer. You need to train the people around you. And if I'm to talk to the people around Bishop Patrick, I will tell them, never become familiar with him. Never become familiar. Your admiration for him must be at all times. The fact that maybe you sit by him, or he makes you introduce him, or he makes you do things, must never make you cancel out who he is in your life. Because you can have the wrong attitude. And then after a while, even when he speaks, it doesn't mean anything to you. Then you are lost. Can you imagine the guy sold Jesus? Hey, no one show. No one, fetish priest, your friend was saying. Confirm not with you, okay? Obey me at all. Yes, it's familiarity. In the end, the power doesn't mean nothing. He knew Jesus was God, though. He knew. You saw him walk on water. You were in the boat when you saw him coming. He knew how he had wanted. Hey, Jack, now okay. Yeah. Let me put yourself now. Let me say more coin. Okay. You know, so until you want to be in commerce, what I say? Yeah, yeah, bear 5,000 and you're winning a mature baby. You try to say, we will encourage each other. No, I'm sorry, now. Let me preach it to the church and I said, no. Won't you not buy? Hey, he's so. Judas Iscariot, he must be a very confident person, but it's familiarity. Well, at some point, he did not see Jesus to be who he was anymore. So it gave him that leverage and that liberty. Well, once your admiration for the person drops, you don't see the person to be. Yeah, that person. You see, it's like a pastor or a big man or a man of authority who goes to sleep with somebody. Hey, here is nice. What's? There's. You see, it's like a big man, a pastor. Oh, the girl sees you in your face. He may say, oh, yes, boss. Yes, me that's you. Oh, and he say, oh, me who you pal. But slowly, you become friends with the person. What you say? Then you take the person for lunch. Then one day, you are naked with the person. Then once you sleep with the person, later the person does not see you like that anymore. That's the danger of somebody being familiar with you. Yeah. In the end, only ne kasa. Or here we nima. No, no, say ohu yimpa, ohu yira. Ofi said now he can compete with your wife. Yeah. Yeah. Ofi say, oh, na say adia we hunumisu me hubi. Yeah. Inti then. It's a danger. So this thing so no. You need to be, that's what I'm saying. It's a prophetic message. As I'm make sure you know, the familiarity is in one of the books. Yeah, those who pretend. Hey, from today. Oh, Master Abba, you've done well. Oh. Yeah, try him. Because yeye miensa pe minimum mienu ni ewa hasi nti mukwa bonti pe neche se I'm preaching to the church. Hey, that's what I'm kwana mika umma mire fi asema mika. It's a prophetic message. Me see from today. Hey, asanti for you don't need obi meka chon se you kweduna ohu ino motie bi be fako nina. It's all good. But now we are looking for the ingredient, the prophetic message now we need. Is loyalty and disloyalty. And the books of loyalty and disloyalty. No, you'll be shocked what it will do to you and how it will gather people around you. And you will build a beautiful church and have branches. Yeah. And have branches. You see, later you have 5 branches, 10 branches, 20 branches. 20 branches. Obi akọ aso. Oh, we boss say, oh, and then here 40, and then here 50. We see, and then here 10. We see, you see. Later you see that one day you say, oh, you are having a gathering service. You gather 1,000 people. Right here in this Kumasi. Yeah. And your system is established and solid, and people cannot just do things anyhow. Are you okay? Are you okay? Can I continue or you need a break? Or Bishop Patrick, maybe you should come and take your conference and then they are not sure whether. Number 2, loyalty is the highest kind of wisdom. Yeah. Why is it the highest kind of wisdom? Because Solomon talked about it. Do you know who Solomon was? Eh? Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. God said to Solomon that, Yankupon Kacha and said, the wisdom I've given you, or see, the people before you never had it. And the people who come after you, nobody can have it. Solomon, even him. There are many scriptures we glean out of loyalty from Proverbs, written by Solomon. And so if Solomon, okay, understood loyalty, why don't you want it? You know, it's one thing to build a church with the Spirit of God. It's another thing to build a church with the wisdom of God. You need the power and you need the wisdom. Yeah. Africans have located power. Oh, we have power. Africa. What? I mean, we have power. When you see people praying, we have power. But the wisdom, it doesn't make it balanced. And we don't see the grace at a certain measure because we are lopsided. You see, like I'm saying to you, no. Switzerland. You see, you can see, say, they lean on the wisdom of God. You see, they don't know, but they lean on the wisdom of God. And that's also why they advance. One day, I was with this pastor, and then the pastor left his mobile phone in the train. He called me, and then he said he had left his mobile phone in the train and he doesn't know what to do. And then I said to him that he should go back to the train station because they have a place that they call lost and found. And teacher said, the things that people lose. People leave all sorts of things. People leave their wristwatches in the trains. People leave their things, expensive things, but they take it all there. Well, I think they keep it there for about 6 months to 1 year. When nobody comes to claim it, then of course they give it to charity or they sell it and then give the money to charity. It will be catch a pastor and he said, you should go there. You see, when the pastor went there, his phone was there. Yeah, the phone was there. Just said, you see, even you are shocked. Obi Uyo, no, fine, no, the call. And I may catch you, say, they don't, even though they don't profess it, they display the wisdom of God. That's why they advance. Yeah. You see, they don't believe. I said, this loyalty, if you catch it and God gives you deep understanding, you will realize there is nothing that can be compared to it. Well, Africa, we have the power. And we don't like the wisdom. Yeah. You can see, we pray and sweat. And then the churches, we do things. But sometimes you go into the church, even the order of service. How can the spirit move in this atmosphere? And they too, they don't believe in the power. They don't. Oh, they don't believe in prayer. You see, so even though they are very rich and they have money, they commit a lot of suicide. I just say, Akwana te wana onye duanindi no. Onkunu, it will never get him to kill himself. Debi ebe ye. Oh, wow. You're welcome. Wow, that's powerful. You're welcome. Wow. Or see, debi ye na chese ye debi gari ni nkati akra. Yeah. Obeko ko to yi esi che kakra wo bebi no de gum na wa pemil powder bi no wa mix na wa re na chese wa ko sina ibiana sina panto sto koto sataye ba 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 and God will come true. But you see, because we don't use the wisdom, they too, they have the wisdom, but they commit suicide. Every day, Uti train man, train Egina, Obisha say, oh, they die, they kill themselves. On average, I think it's about 5 a day. Switzerland and Japan, the highest suicidal rate. Yeah. And they take blood pressure medicine more than any other people. Yeah, the pressure. Well, but they have the wisdom. You cannot take it from them. Oh, when you sit in the train, it's like you are in the plane. Clean, nice. And it's like that. Yeah, you can sit in it from Zurich to Hamburg. Fast train and then you are going. You see, Oko, when he went to the place and then he saw the guy, the guy told him, what's your name? He mentioned his name. He gave him the phone. He switched it on. He put in his distance. So everything came on. It belonged to him. You know what the guy asked him? The guy asked him that, when your phone got lost, how did you feel? Swiss man, no, the phone name, my pastor. No. Obisan said, oh, phone, here, I know. How did you feel? Then he told him that, oh, he was very frustrated. He's so grateful that somebody brought the phone here. He thanks God that he found the phone. Then the guy told him that the way he felt, he must always remember, so that he too, when he sees somebody's phone in the train, he will bring it. You see what the unbeliever told. And see, when he told me, I told him, but the guy was telling you scripture. Oh, do unto others as you want them to do to you. You see, but they don't know. So that's why I'm saying that they lean on the wisdom of God. So it makes them advance. We lean on the power, which also makes us advance. But you cannot just depend on the power. You need the power and the wisdom. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Would you try and get these loyalty books and lend them? I'm saying loyalty. If Solomon talked about it, then the wisdom is needed. Okay, see the wisdom in it. And see how much, okay, it can stabilize your church. So that you can use it. Hey, Bishop Doug is not here. We are his children. Me and Bishop Patrick, we are the children of, and then we are here preaching on loyalty. Whilst he is having a meeting somewhere. Yeah. Would it not be nice one day, you two, you'll be somewhere having meeting with some of your leaders, and some of your people too will be having meetings with some leaders somewhere, talking about the same thing, about how they must pledge their allegiance to God, to the vision God has given you, and to the things God has called you to do. I think that's the wisdom of having this loyalty message. What do you think? I pray you will catch it. Yeah. I pray you will catch it. And then take it to your workplace. Yeah. That the people who work under you, they will see you are loyal to them. Yeah. And you instill it in. Kofun kanu kre. Yeah. Weja pharmacy shop na man is on your sonu. On what cost is a drop in baby? No, they are big one or no tone at chessa wood and their eyes far. Wicked people. Yeah. Usha police, you see, and then you're bed. Ube didn't mean it. Nam say, Mami, yes, you are 3 times. Nam say, Ewa Kaswa. Mr. Mami, yes, you are 3 times. How did they be your bed? No, see, oh, Dada, Dabena Musha, Nam say, and no, you better house here, your bed. Let it be your bed. Now, I'm going to say, Sanya, what did you say? I'm going to say, yes. You see, the disloyalty. Yeah, it's too much. And slowly, as we move, you see that the Christianity, we want God, but we come along with it. Yeah. So you want a truthful God in your life, but you are not truthful. You want God to be real to you, but you are not real to Him. Yeah. I pray the wisdom of loyalty will come to us. We will embrace the message of loyalty and become loyal in Jesus' name. Are you glad you came? Is it a blessing? Number 3, the loyalty teaching is essential for raising leaders. You see, when you're not building, when you really don't want to build a big church, you don't understand it. But if you really want to build a big church, it is very essential, yes, critical for raising leaders, right from instrumentalists to having but center leaders, shepherds, ushers. If you really want to build a big church, it is a must for raising leaders. Yeah. Yeah. Because you see, like I'm saying to you, from Milton Keynes, It is the usher. It is the usher who has turned into a bishop in Papua New Guinea. Yes, and has thousands of members. It's an usher. Yeah. It's an usher who was a Muslim. Yes. Yeah. Kalusha. Yeah, he was a Muslim. The day he came to church in Milton Keynes that I preached and then he gave his life to Christ. We were three. Yeah. That day my wife did not show up because he had given birth to my son. So it was myself and then one guy who joined me in church. And then he came. Yeah. At that time, the church, we were just three. And then he gave his life. When I finished preaching, he gave his life to Christ. Yeah. That's why I was telling Bishop Patrick, don't worry. It's like, oh, he taught it. Oh, I'm bringing him from Spain. I said, don't worry. If we are five, I'll preach. Yeah. Yeah. If you come to Madrid, we've just started, though. Madrid, we've just started. I have about 10 members. I don't joke with them. I don't joke with them. Hey, my 10 members, they are precious to me. I don't joke with them. Yeah. I look forward to seeing them. Yeah. That's why, even if there is something I need to do next 2 weeks here, I can go back next week just to see them and come back. I don't joke with them. Yeah. But it's because within even the 10 people I have, one is the, she's the Deputy High Commissioner for Spain from Ghana. Yeah, her title alone, I can't joke with them. I can't joke with them, no. No, I don't joke with them. Sure. Her title is in thousands of euros. Now, what the, you do church anyhow. Sure. Oh yes, I'm telling you, raising leaders, you need this loyalty message. You do these books, you need them, yeah, to raise good leaders around you who are loyal to you. Nothing, look, by the grace of God, but I mean, God be my helper and God have mercy on me, but you can't change my mind about Bishop Dago. As I'm sitting here, you can never change my mind about Bishop Dag. Now, anybody who will talk about him, from the last man to the president, I'll take you on. I don't mind. Yeah, I'll take you on. Yeah. The man, I'm loyal to him and to God. Yes. I said, but is he not a man? You too, are you not a man? You two, are you not a man? You two, you desire for somebody to support you. You desire for somebody to love you. So if I love him, what's wrong with it? And we are not shy of talking about it. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you feel all you see, the way men. No, we are not just for men. In fact, loving God makes me love him more. Because if you know God, God will point you to a man you can follow. If you know God, God will point you to a man you can follow. If there is no man God is pointing you to, then it's likely you are not walking with God. It's true. Yeah. You are not Elijah the Tishbite. You don't have that kind of tenacity Elijah had to go and stay in the bush by yourself and God will be speaking to you. Like, if you were like Elijah, why did you marry? They say, what are you talking about? Yeah. So God will give you God, he will point you to a man. No. When Jesus met Paul, what did he say to him? Even though Jesus spoke to him, he told him, go into the city, you'll be told what to do. And then he sent Ananias to him. Yeah. The angel came to Cornelius. He said to Cornelius, your prayer and your alms, they've come to God as a memorial. Send men to Joppa. Call Peter. When he comes, he will tell you what to do. I said, if God loves you, he will point you to somebody who will be a blessing in your life. Maybe Bishop Patrick is the one God is linking you to. So that it will link you to Bishop Dad. And then take you further into God. Would you accept it? Would you believe it? Would you trust it? Then you may find an answer. Yeah. Hey, Bishop Dag, he said that when he discovered Yonggi Cho, he started going to Korea. He has been to Korea over years, over 30, 40 years. He's giving him a big church, oh, and it's linked him up with ministers all over the world he would never have known. Are you with me? Or you need a break now? Oh, yes. He will link you up to somebody. Yeah, he will link you up to somebody. Yeah. That's why I love him. Yeah, I do. I really love Bishop. I do. Yeah, from the depth and then from the bottom of my heart, I really love him. Everything I've done in ministry, he has given me the opportunity to do it. Yeah. And I'm welded to him. Yes. I listen to him every day, including today. Yes. And when I listen to him, I understand what God is saying. You can see I'm preaching from the book, and I'm on point three. Yeah. I'm on point three. I mean, who do you have? Na unko na unna ministry. Na unko fulumbe ku. They'll kill you. But even Jesus had the Holy Spirit and he had God the Father. Yeah, even Jesus, he wasn't alone. He always said, yeah, I'm not alone. Yeah, and he said the 12 disciples, he said that he called them that they would be with him. First of all, yeah, they would be with him. First of all, it was to for them to be. He never, do you realize he never went anywhere alone? No, sorry, I'm going on. Jesus, he never went anywhere alone. Peter, James, and John, at least they will be with him. Yeah, Jesus never went anywhere alone. Never. Yeah, you were alone. God is speaking to you. Because you are alone, you don't have any help. Yeah. And you need people in your life. Yeah. Interaction, sharing ideas, revelation. God will never give everything to you alone. Yeah. God will never give everything to you alone. God will use somebody else. Yeah. But even Jesus, he got somewhere where he couldn't carry his cross. Simon the Cyrene had to carry the cross and then take it. The cross. Jesus carried the cross to a place he couldn't. From the sign, you can't at all. Yes. And the guy had to help him. So why do you think you can stand on your own? Why do you think you can stand on your own? Why do you think you can stand on your own? Never do that to yourself. Yeah. And what you know, somebody knows something you don't know. Or you don't think so? Huh? But just say, why your own champion will come and say, I wouldn't be behind you. Just say, Ashtown, now, middle, yeah. The KJT now. We are crossing it. Jesus, stop this thing. Stop this thing. When you appear in a place like Chile, you don't have an idea how it looks like. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't know everything. No. We don't know everything. You know something. I respect the fact that you know something. But you need to calm down and learn from somewhere else. Because you don't definitely know everything. And what you don't know may be what is actually not making you advance. Are you there or you've gone home? We don't know everything. Hey, one time I heard one prophet He said, this man is going to win. He's going to win. He's very sure. You see, you can't be too sure. God can swerve you, eh? Yeah, sometimes you have to leave room that you are a human being. So that should, in case it doesn't happen, you know that it's not you, it's God who is in control. Now, sometimes you can make... Yeah, in the end, God will swerve you small. We don't know everything. So don't sit in your corner and you're on your own. No. Can I point you to somebody to follow? Follow Bishop Patrick. You will see a road and then you... You know, that's the wisdom God has given. Even when you go to watch wildlife, Bishop has taken us to Masai Mara in Kenya before, where we saw the head of buffaloes. They stretch like from here to the junction. Long, plenty, and they are together. You see them like ants, plenty. As you get closer, they are huge buffaloes. But when you look at them, you realize that the buffaloes, as they are moving, nobody stretches his head to look anywhere. Nobody goes out of line. The one, you are just looking at the bottom of the one in front. And then they are just moving. And they are following. That's all. That's the wisdom you learn. You say, this is the wisdom God has given them. So that the lions cannot just invade them. Because until one hour, they will eat you. Yeah. If you think you know where you are going now, you stray off. They are in a pack. And he doesn't need to see what is in front of him. He's just following and then following. And I realize that when you follow, I don't need to know what is happening, where, what. Just coming here, seeing what he has done, seeing his auditorium in 6 months, it's just enough for me to say, the man must have something I don't have. Let me just get a little bit close to him and know what he has. You will do it. You will do it. It's the culture of Europe. Yeah, Europe, when you drive from Switzerland, let's say cross Lingen, and then you cross into Stuttgart, you won't see the difference. Yeah, you almost would think you are in the same country. It's the border that will tell you that you're crossing. You see the flag of Switzerland, then when you enter, you see the EU sign, then it will tell you that you've entered into Germany. If not, you won't see. Yeah, once you do something, they follow. They do the same. So their roads are almost the same. Their cars are almost the same. And even the buildings are almost the same. You learn it. Go and repeat what you see. Yeah. Pastor, in a mijina na mi preacher, in coming one thing, free actually. Yeah. Banana, mammy towels, therefore. Yeah. Mam towel, white, green, blue, any brown. Na paper kakari. You see, the wisdom that has brought us here that we are in nice air condition. Is it not nice? You can see that when you preach Christ, you don't get tired. Make me a kasaku see a chanopa. I said, the man must have something. Yeah. That he will point you to. And you also find something that next time the conference will not be here, it will be in your church. Oh, your amen doesn't sound like you want it. I said, next time the conference will not be, it will be in your church. And the time the conference will be in your church will be 1,000 people together. Bishop Patrick, this conference, you must do it. It will grow. It will grow. It will grow. It can become the main conference in Kumasi. Yeah. That thousands of pastors are flying from everywhere and coming. It's all possible. Number four, the loyalty teaching is required to reset and redirect the human nature. That's what we are doing. Yeah. We are resetting and redirecting. Am I not redirecting your mind? I'm sorry. I come do CC. I hope so. Am I not redirecting your mind? I'm redirecting your mind so that you will learn from people who have followed this loyalty culture and principles, and it has been a blessing in their lives. And I'm saying to you, catch it. Follow through with it. Do it. It works. You take it to your church, it will reset and redirect the human nature. Human beings by nature, we are rebellious. Kai. Oba first day, Akraman one will say, oh, yes, boss. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I know tonight, Kakra. But this is how you can go, so no. There's no so bit me, you can go. Human nature, that's how we are. Yeah. By nature, after a while, you know, the first day you go to America, America looks beautiful. America looks nice. Building. When you live there for a while, it doesn't mean anything to you again. That's human nature. So you can be there where you come to a church where you say, oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's so beautiful. Oh, the pastor is so anointed. With time, you don't see him like that anymore. That's the human nature. Until we need these messages. Those who accuse you. Those who forget. What I said, those who are not loyal. Those who pretend. Yeah. One of you is a devil. You need these messages. You preach it in the church. Then obit your own who say, ah. I'm saying, Bonsam, no. Your family. Then the person resets. Yeah. Realign or run away. Because all of a sudden, this rotten apple in the choir. Hey, later the choir, you can see everybody is become some way funny. Yeah. The instrumentalist, your board drums, no, okay, can be bitch, keyboardist, yeah. Who preacher, no more kasa, no more sri. Yeah. You need these messages. Yeah. Those who pretend. See, today you are going to talk about familiarity. You see, it is of the devil that you become familiar and sit in this church. No. They reset. Yeah. Sometimes you preach and then you preach it and then you stir up the devil within them and you bring the devil out of them. Somebody will get up or some for asema who can they don't agree. You say, you walk out. Yes. You realign everything. You reset everything. Now, yeah. I say, hey. See, they are sorry now. You say, yes. Say, sorry now, I feel the air tight to hey. You're quiet into me, can't you can't go everywhere and say what you like. You can't. There are lecturers, when they are lecturing and you talk, they'll walk you out. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And he has the right to walk you out. Why are you in the lecture room? Why are you there? Why did you come? Did you not come to serve God? Did you not come to church to worship God? Why have you turned into a devil and you want to come to the church and do what you like? Who gave you that authority? The doors are open. Out. Go out. You can't sit in the church. Bishop Patrick tells you what to do. You come with an attitude. You go. It's a privilege for you to be sitting behind that computer thing doing what you are doing. No, it's a privilege. If you are not there, somebody else will do it. Out! You need it to reset. Let our boat be out. Then we all reset. Yeah. Reset. That's what the loyalty message is. Yeah. You don't have it. Everybody does what he likes. Eh? Omo ba sorry time, omo pe. Yeah. Yeah, during preaching time. No, but just, you say no. They don't practice the song. You have not rehearsed. There is nothing if you don't rehearse, you can do well. You have not rehearsed the song. No more banner, umbe John, and you know mutunuse, the words Christ. They are not singing it well. Yes. Now you the pastor just said you don't want them to break your spirit. Until then you go, then you are going to preach. Now just preaching. It's like they came, they wanted to sing, you did not allow them to. No, you need these messages to reset, realign. Yes, reset their minds. Yeah. And tell them, you can't come to church and do what you like. You give us the food is not nice. We are telling you, say, it can upset our time. No way. The way tomatoes now got toyna pro now the abaya yenka. Your food is not nice. You are telling, learn how to cook well. But you need these messages. You see, as I'm preaching, I'm resetting your mind, realigning. Now you want to come and do what you like in the church. And they bring confusion. Small You are the one too, your voice is not nice. Yet you bring the confusion. Why? Then those who are offended, to reset and realign. Because the human nature, when you leave us, we degenerate. We degenerate. Yeah. A crumpled womb, liars. Yeah, it be a reform. It be a reform. Ashes, who we are offering. Oma ma meboa, omu niha. But since he became an usher, now he's a rich man. But since he became an usher, he's prospered. Who was off who know? Who jahonum? Now, chese, and we say you are asking people to give. Oh, people should do their best. And then, yeah, the usher is stealing it. So you need the loyalty message. Okay. Yeah, you need the books. Yeah. You pray to God. God will speak to you or say, pick this one. Yeah. And then just go to church and preach it nice. You don't even have to shout like I'm shouting. Coolly, preach it. Yeah. And it's a spirit, huh? Yeah. This loyalty, disloyalty, whole movement. It's just, look, everywhere we have been, we have met orangus. Yeah. Ukraine. The pastor was telling us. Yeah. He said the guys gang up against it. They want to take the church from him. Yeah. An African man who went to Ukraine. Yeah. Went to pray with the people. He prayed with them. He said, we used to be in the forest. We prayed and he built a big church. Ukrainians. Now some of them rose up. They want to take the church from him. And what he was saying happens in the church. It's no different from what happens with our choristers, with our people. They say. Yeah. They are everywhere. The Poland, I went 2 weeks ago with Bishop Richard. The man was saying it. He said by now, his church, they should have been about 1,000. Orangu, including his own children. His children said they would never come to the church because their dad is somewhere. Yes, the daughter was the one driving us to the airport and he was telling us, my brothers, they make my father look helpless and useless in the eyes of everybody. Because they say he's somewhere and he won't come to the church. He won't come. So you need it to stir the waters and to realign people's mind. Oh, you don't agree, eh? Okay, it's okay. Yeah. Reset. Yeah. Reset people's mind. Yeah. You look at them in the choir and then you realize that, because the choir can grow. They can do better. They can sing better. To bring down the unction. To make people who come to church live and feel like coming again. It can be better. But there are some spots within. Yeah, one or two. Kati kati omo no kati 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 now. Wait, no, asemen for mo unko an omoka. Yeah. They are not spiritual. They are not spiritual. They are not spiritual people. They are not. And they give themselves up for the devil to use them in our midst. So you need to come up with a message from those who accuse you. Oh, mummy, I'm a chia, Bishop Patrick, take me and then. Are you okay? Are you okay with what I'm saying? Are you okay? We are talking about why loyalty. Yeah. I said it is a prophetic message, and now I'm saying to you, okay, that it will reset and realign. Look, your whole vision will hinge around it if you be serious with it. Bible, dear, you know Bible. I'm not arguing against that. You know God, yes. But now, how to make people settle down, okay, and be able to receive what you are saying and then continue. And the thing thou hast said of me among many witnesses, he said the same, commit thou to faithful men, loyal men, who will teach others also. Now the continuity of passing on the thing to faithful men, who have to be faithful to teach others also, is a problem you have. That's why the thing doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Yeah. The continuity. No. Prayer you pray. Yeah, you have enough experience. The word, you have it. And you're a good preacher. I'm not arguing against it. But now, how to get the people? We are 20. They are loyal. They believe in what you are saying. They are obedient. They will do everything diligently with you, and they will become 40. Then we pass it on to them, and then we become 60. We pass it on to them, we become 80. We pass it on to them, and then we become 100. And then the 100 will break into 500. That is where the problem is. Yeah. Yes. Maybe you've never had regard for it, but today I'm opening your eyes to it. Yes. Yes. It's giving us churches. Yeah. UK, we have over 220 branches of churches. Littered all along. Yeah. Right. In our UK churches, I have preached. The guy told me this is the end of England. Southampton. Yeah, he said, this is the end of England, right from Southampton. I have preached there until Glasgow. And then you go into Aberdeen. And then you enter the Northern Seas, where you are going to Norway. We have churches all over Glasgow, Aberdeen, Edinburgh. Yes. Yes. He's been in England, isn't it? He knows what I'm saying. Yes. I've preached in Nottingham. I've preached in Northampton, Leicester. Derby, oh, Manchester, Liverpool. OTT didn't football to you, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, we have churches. Yeah, you talk about football cities. We talk about, we by the grace of God, we talk about churches. Yes, churches in these cities. No, you talk about football, we talk about churches. Because of loyalty. Loyalty. Yes. And the thing thou hast said of me among many witnesses, the same has been committed to faithful men who are teaching others also. I said, Southampton, we have churches mentioned. Crystal Palace, where? Yeah, Luton, Milton Keynes, Leicester, Coventry, Birmingham, Wolverhampton, we have churches all over. Leeds. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Newcastle. We have churches all over. And real churches. All. Not like, yeah. We have churches. If I have to go further, we have churches with church buildings. Hey, this our church is not a small church. Oh. This church that Bishop Patrick is in, that is there, this church is not a small church. Oh. No, the last time, Christmas time, yeah, I preached in our church in Rugby, in England, our own church building. I was standing in it. Our own church building in Rugby. Now, you can't lawyer out here. Now, I'm there. Once my 20 year on your money, Namia, almost yet the day was soon. Meanwhile, you've read the Bible. You can't sleep. You need those who accuse you to reset the minds. Instrumentally, sometimes they can misbehave. Yeah, sometimes they can misbehave. They do what they like. Yeah. Yes, you want to be paid. Guy, don't come again. You want to be paid. Instrumentalists who are being paid, how much of them have you seen them? How many are rich? How many are rich? You get the instrumentalists that they say they want to be paid. Bishop Daga, Kaka Bibi, Omunti Bida. So they were making, how many of them are rich? How many of them are rich? As you go from church to church collecting this sope, how many are rich? Because the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Yeah. It's a blessing. Yes. God can put a blessing in your fingers. God can put a blessing over you. God can put a blessing in your eyes and give you a revelation nobody else can see. Do you know what God has for you? That you tie God to money. Money is a man-made thing. Nasika crowd de kwe. O de kwe. Nasika crowd de kwe. O de kwe. Omo tu bomba kwa is 800 million. Uso ti a wuni fe. O de kwe. Yes. Nye tutu gusa no. No, mtu tu pow pow. 800 million tisa knockout. Omtu tisa knockout. Uso ti a wuni fe. Na chafe. Look, money is not everything. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And God will give you enough to look after you. Yes. Yes, resetting, resetting. Myself will come by resetting, but we are going on break. Resetting. Hey, money is not everything. No, no it's not. Yeah, Uniska, you would think that when you get money, you'll be okay. When you get money, you will see that there is something you don't have. Yeah, that's where the frustration begins. Yeah, I said, when you don't have money, your mind will tell you if you get money, you'll be okay. But you will see that it's more than money. Yeah, so even now, Mr. Bishop Patrick, yeah, he has it. Yeah, okay, me too. They can give you all the money. You go and build a place like this. Now, how to get people to come in is also another thing. Then you will see that it's not just money. Yeah. Oh, wait, we are called. Oh, come on, be a 100 Ghana, 100 Ghana. I'm because it's Sunday. I'm juicy. Go be a man. Yeah. This, yo, life is more than money, eh? Yeah. And God can actually make you wealthy. Aside his blessing. Yeah. Because one of the offshoots of God blessing you is money. But money cannot be the solution. What is money? What is money? The prince, he had money. Wakudi Akweyechi Epstein as a wife friend. Now he's lost everything. Everything. To have the prestige of being the son of the Queen of England. Akweyechi Woniyasi. Then they give them the best clothes to wear. Yeah, they live in, they have Sandringham, they have Buckingham Palace, they have Balmoral, they have it all. Yeah, they have Onyashi. And Sika doesn't mean anything. You can see your very soul. Yeah, your very soul, your prestige, your name is God. You want to attach God to money. Jesus shed his blood. You want to use the blood to come and get money. Pastors, we must realign. We must reset. And look for the blessing of the Lord. When the anointing comes, you will pray for a rich man who is dying. Yeah. And he will give you $100,000. You'll be shocked. When the anointing comes. When the grace comes, yeah, somebody will favor you. You don't even understand what is happening. Yeah. But follow through with God and be loyal to God. Hallelujah. Are you glad? Huh? Oh, I've spoiled your... It was not worth you coming, eh? You should have come with your people. Some of them should have heard the things. Not from you. But from somebody else. Yeah. Now, Jimmy, I'm with Jimmy. I'm sorry. I'm going to say... Because if Jimmy was sorry, I'm going to say... Yes. They take you, the pastor, to a ransom. Yeah. Now, I didn't also know... Nipane no sunti. Ocheche no hukra. Mintiminka. Untiminka. Sometimes, unya, you fire the best of that. Ukanua masori biozoa. Yeah, you know what to do. That's how much it is. Yeah. Sometimes you look by, you say, hey, but you. No, onosunu, who say, uninipa, and is your main ainti. Just say, I want you, no. Aya me say, oh, that tobo. Wa, oda tobo. Da, ye be 100 no. Ubeu se. Hallelujah. The loyalty teaching is important to save innocent one from disloyal men. Okay? So we preach loyalty also to sometimes there are, like now, so many people read so many things on the internet. They don't almost believe pastors anymore. So we need these loyalty teachings. The simple-minded ones to research their minds. There are many people, they go on social media, they read the things, pastors this, so is this thing, oh! And this, because of the AI, people can say anything, do anything. They even take your voice and change it. It's like you are talking. And then you are saying you don't believe this gospel thing anymore. And the people are hearing, then they are commenting. So we need these loyalty messages. Yeah. To at least pluck the simple ones out of the hands of the devil. What do you think? They followed Absalom in the simplicity of their mind. 2 Samuel 15, verse 10 to 11. Do you have the NASB? Please. Hey, you have nice screens, man. Your church is nice. Modern, ultra modern church. If we have bones, we are not sweating. It's nice. Yes, Ankabana, when you are. Hallelujah. I'll read it to you. It says, but Absalom sent spies throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as we hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron. Wow. Who Absalom? Look at what he told them. Say, when they hear now, they should say he's king. Who then why? The privilege of you, Absalom, being Absalom was because your father was David. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron. Go on, please. Then 200 men with Absalom from Jerusalem who were invited went innocently and they did not know anything. You should have questioned, who are you? You are just the son of the king. What have you been through? But when he said it, you know, it's like, oh. You see, sometimes the choir leader, instead of the even what he's saying, the choir says some of them must be able to ask him. When did you come to the church? But you see, the person is opinionated, and then by virtue of his temperament and the way he is, you see that he has captured everybody. Oh, and then now he's leading them. And then people too, in the simplicity of their mind, they can easily follow him. They can easily follow. But we need the teachings. Yeah. To realign the minds of the simple-minded people. Because a lot of people, they come to church innocently just to serve God and listen to preaching and then, you know, be blessed. Then others, pockets within, can really bring confusion. Hey, the people who bring the confusion, they are not a lot. Yeah. Sometimes one person, two, the devil has captured them. Yeah. And they can confuse the whole church. Yeah. So we need these teachings so that the simple-minded will not just follow them. Hallelujah.